Blog Talk Radio.
Guys had to take care of a few things, but tonight I guess the wives are cooking or they're cooking. They asked to put the show for the night, so I made sure we'll do it. I'm only going to be on here for an hour, but I will leave it open for you guys. If you want it open, I'll leave the phone open because I have to run down. I got a little prior engagement with my wife to do real quick, and I'll be back. But, you know, I figured I'd have a little fun with a little couple things and let everybody know what's going on for this coming up. Already in March, we got a few races locked in already. I'm going to tell you a couple of them already, just for March, for the North versus South. You got the Godfather going against Pocahontas. And they're locked in. The money is up, $600 on $6,000. That's what they're racing for. A little Malibu versus a Mustang. Heads up. Off the trailer Friday night. Nobody gets passes. That's how you got to come. That's how that is their rules. I'm not sure what the whole thing with Zeus and Buck, but there's another race that's going down. And that's a whole lot of cookies, too. I don't know exactly. I can't tell you exactly, but they're running for a decent amount. I'll let Fat Albert come on here, and he can hit with it and tell us about that one also. And we got a couple other guys. I mean, everybody's been calling me up and lately now and trying to lock in a lot of races all of a sudden. And it's funny how, I guess the winter season almost here, so you know how it goes. But I got to say one thing about it. In March, you guys do get it off, so I guess you got plenty of time to work on your cars and get everything ready. So I'm going to make sure I open up a couple of these mics because I know a lot of guys want to come in and they're actually looking for some runs to go. I'm going to open up this first mic. Let me open up this one. 516-3580, your mic is open.
What's up, Long Island? What's up, everybody on the show? 50 grand.
What's going on, 50?
I'm going to give you a little shout-out, man. Hey, nothing, you know. I'm going to be a little street racing out there, knocking them dead, four in a row.
Yeah.
Pure power, you know what I'm saying?
Running
on top of them Chevrolets, huh?
Yeah, you've been doing it, 50. I got to give you credit. Yeah. Been watching it. Now, this is what I heard already. They're saying you're the king of that road over there.
Yeah, so far, they call me the graveyard killer. The graveyard killer.
They said the only reason why they don't want to come around you because you're going to drive all the way around 8 miles. This is like I said now.
Say that again. Yeah. They say what?
There's a couple guys don't want to come down. They said you only want to run 8 miles. Is that true?
Is that a problem? Why should I go past the first stripe? You got to get to the first stripe first before you get to the second one.
All right, well,
that only makes sense to me.
Listen, I'm just telling you. You know how it is. They say street car go to quarter mile, so that's the only reason why. I'm just asking you because that's what they keep saying. No, nah, we ain't running 50 down there because he only want to go to 8 miles. I was like, oh, man, come on.
Tell whoever said that I'll accommodate and I'll go to the other end just for that person.
Oh, Lord.
Now, see how ballsy I am? Whoever said it, tell them I go to the other end with them. What happened? You're here.
Can anybody hear me out there? If you can, hit the one button for me. Hit the open one. Let me see.
Yeah, this device is offline.
484-85. Uh-oh. Let me see. Someone just clicked off. Let's click this one. 804-6005. Your mic is open.
Can you hear me, Joe?
I can hear you fine.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you back in there. I'm going to go back on mute. Let's cut out. We'll act up. You hear me, Joe? Yo, still hear me? Can anybody hear me?
Okay, sorry about that, guys.
It's not your fault,
I know every time someone hits me up on the line, they were knocking my phone out.
service went out here, so I'm using my cell phone to try to stay on. So I don't. I'm not going to answer any. Try to answer anybody's phone calls. Only thing I can do is just try to keep the show running. Let's see who I got here. 443-4219. Your mic is open.
Yeah, I can hear you, Joe. This is Jeff. I can hear you good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I had to use my own cell phone every time someone called to call my phone. I was trying to use the thing over here, the line over here. It got knocked out. All the power is knocked out over here, so I'm using my regular Wi-Fi, my hotspot. So, Jeff, let me just make sure everybody else can hear me because, you know, I go to the phone, I don't know. But I'll just make sure everybody's on. Fat Alvin, let me see if he's in there. Make sure. Let me see. I see a couple numbers on there. I know a couple guys that dropped off because I guess they thought it was over. I can't even call them back because they're trying to call my regular phone. Let's see. Let me just open up a couple mics. Let's see if anybody – can anybody else hear me right now that's on online?
Got you, Jill.
Oh, you got me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, great, great, great. How's everything? How's everything going?
Is everything good? I'm just waiting for Fat Albert to get on here.
Yeah, I got somehow get him back now because we don't. I guess he probably don't know it's on, but I had to use my cell phone because the Wi-Fi, everything got knocked all the way around the corner here. So
I'll text him right quick.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. So Jeff, let me make sure I get a couple more people on here first because I know you want to make an announcement too, don't you?
Yeah, I'm going to lock somebody in. Get a couple people on
there. Okay, hold on a second. Let me make sure I open this. 704-6149, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe?
What's going on, James? How's everything?
Everything's good. Everything's good.
Yeah, you had
a little glitch there.
No, it's knocked out from Brookhaven Avenue all the way down to Station Road. So something happened. Everybody's up there putting it out. They're saying no phone over here, no Wi-Fi, no TV, no nothing. Everything's dead. So I had to use my phone and use the hotspot. Well, my son did.
What's going on, Jeff?
But
how you doing, buddy?
Everybody's not, how you doing? When you try to call me, now you knocked me off. So he told me how to put the Do Not Disturb thing on my phone so it won't knock me out. So, I mean, 50 Grand was on here just a while ago. Everybody was on here, but 50 kept calling my phone and knocking me out. Now I can't call him back.
he was still on there after.
Yeah, but he kept
calling my, he was still on there.
Calling my cell phone, and now he was knocking me off every time I get ready to try to do this. Try to put my Wi-Fi to go across, and he was clicking my phone. I was like, wow. I know Avon was trying to get on, too. So somehow I got to decide to see if I could send something to Avon and get there so they can get on the phone. And then maybe Fat Albert can push it while we're back online. So, you got anybody in your sights for next year?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got plenty of people in my sights.
Okay. I know you done heard how the race is getting locked in already. You know,
yeah, I heard that part. I heard that part.
Yeah, and then now you got a couple more. Some good money.
Yeah, well, good I ain't locking money. Nothing in until they get close.
Okay. Oh, I got somebody. Here it is. Hold on. I'm going to put Fat Albert down. Fat Albert, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe?
What I'm doing, I'm using my cell phone because everything got knocked out over here. All the way down the whole road.
Everybody been texting me, what happened to the show?
Yeah, and then anybody that's going to get internet, that's got the TV, whatever, Optimum, they can't get on right now. Everybody saying the same thing. I don't know if somebody hit something or whatever, but I'm looking at my mobile right now, and it still ain't. It's just not lit all the way up, so I know it's a problem.
Right, right.
So, but otherwise, everything else is pretty good. You know,
hey,
gotta keep things going.
You fed out.
Uh huh.
Joe, we got.
Yeah, I'm on here tonight. Right? I ain't got to text you tonight.
Okay, well, we on here. Listen, let me say this. We got guys locking in races already, Joe, for North versus South next year.
Yeah,
breaking
that's
news, Joe. Breaking news, Joe. We got Zeus with War Chief done locked in Buck with Instigator. Saturday, March 25th, 2023, at 3 o'clock, Heads Up 8 Mile Pro Creed Track Rules. Both owners must drive. I have the DPs. I have the DPs already, Joe.
Okay. Well,
be locked in.
I got a breaking news one too. You know, the Godfather versus Pocahontas, $600 on 6,000 and better. Off the trailer Friday night. Off the trailer Friday night. Nobody makes a pass. They're the first ones going down. They ain't making no pass. They're going out there.
Well, since you put out how much they run for, they locked in 1 on 5, Joe, and I ain't talking about no 100 on 500 either.
That's what I'm saying.
They are locked in.
Hold on. I'm going to give you some more breaking news. I got Jeff Rogers on here. Jeff, you want to say something?
Yes,
to
sir. Yeah, see if you can't get Cheech and Chong on here. I like to lock him in.
Oh, my gracious. Not Jackie Chan.
Whatever he is. Cheech and Chong, Jackie Chan, whatever the fuck name is.
Jeff,
get
you know I got
phone.
Gordo's number. Hold on. I can call him right now.
Yeah,
Jeff, you know I got his number.
Yeah, I like to get a hold of him. Yeah, give me something to look forward to.
If you want to get, you can get the horse, the main man.
Hold on. I'm going to call him, Jeff. You sure you want me to?
Going by
hey, Jeff,
Mike Lane.
You sure you want me to call him, Joe? I mean, Jeff, I can call him now.
Yeah, call him right this minute.
Okay,
go
hold
ahead,
on. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. If nonsense is going on, ain't no need we hang up, because I know they've been arguing with you guys.
What?
But hold on, I'm going to open up a couple more of these mics, because a lot of people been here and trying to get in. I'm going to make sure I open up a couple more. 667-8237.
Hey, Mike's
open.
Yo, it's Juan.
Yeah.
I'm on mute until somebody jump out of the
car. Hey, what's going on? How's everything? Huh?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Waiting for no verse out.
Oh, okay. You just... Okay,
that one in the
car. All right. Hold on. Make sure I open up this next mic. 336-0901. Your mic is open.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Hey,
yeah, what's going on, Doug?
Hey, hold on, Jeff Rogers.
Hold on one second. Let me
just... Yes, Fat Al, go ahead.
I just talked to Gordo. He said he having a race on the 26th, so it's going to be hard. But he said he's making a phone call right now. He's going to give you what you're looking for. That's what he just said.
Like
he's going to call me right back.
All right.
All right, well, go ahead,
hey,
Joe.
What's that War Chief call?
Huh?
What's that War Chief call?
It's a Chevy 2 Nova.
Oh, see y'all go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got three of them for you to pick from. Lock in either one of them or all three. Fuck War Chief.
Who are you?
Oh, we got three all-steel glass cars coming, North versus South. We got three all-steel glass cars coming, North versus South. Fuck War Chief.
Who are you?
You got Betty White, White Boy Rick, or Damn Clyde. Pick all three of them.
Didn't he run Clyde before?
No, we ran White Boy Rick.
Didn't he run Clyde before?
No, we tried to run Buckwheat and Clyde, but they had a lot of races going on, so we didn't want to interfere with that.
We backed down and just ran
Buck.
It's Austin Garner.
Yeah.
You good, Anthony Dotson was a motherfucker, you.
Man, fuck Anthony Dotson, too. He got a call. I'll lock everything he got in, too.
Yeah, he got an old solo glass car coming out next year.
Okay, well, tell him what's the hold up on a deposit.
I can't
motherfucking oil pressure now. Y'all go ahead and have talk to me.
Hey, White Boy Rick Small Block this time.
White Boy Rick is all to y'all glass car on 28th. You fit those descriptions? Get it.
Well, I tell you one
I
thing,
got these
Joe.
Headphones in. I don't yeah, know if think... anybody can hear me. Did y'all hear me? White Boy Rick is an all steel yeah. glass car, 28 Nitrous, looking for some smoke. North versus South.
Yeah,
we got heard... Betty White, all steel glass Nitrous, looking for some smoke.
Did he say you want Betty White? Did you say you want Betty White?
No, we have Betty White. That is Betty Wright. And Betty Wright is
because I can get Betty Wright at North versus South if you're looking for it.
First of all, I can go to Betty Wright's house, and you ain't the only one that can get them. Shit, we ain't going at each other right now.
Don't talk us to death. Tell me you want to lock in.
Who's the Fat Albert?
Yeah.
Okay, what off the glass car you got?
I bet it right.
Okay.
But
yeah,
I got
they didn't call me personally. I did what set that up. We had to see how it worked out for
you,
Fat Albert.
How about night train?
Ain't it a North versus South race?
Yeah, I can have night train there. All glass, all
steel. Okay, night train from down here. What do y'all have up there?
Night train.
Night train's from North Carolina, not from Virginia and up.
Night train is from New York.
Oh, it's all steel glass nitrous?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, what are we locking in?
Well, do you want it? You got to give me the okay. If that's what you want, I'll make sure there
is. Is it all steel all glass nitrous on 28, sir?
I'm going to come to this phone right now, and I'm going to come to this phone, and I'm going to tell you face to face yes.
Okay. What do you want to do?
Damn, I said I want to see that one.
You turn your TV on?
I'm going to automatically get you a bottle when we get there, but if it's all steel glass nitrous 28, we can go ahead and do it.
Huh? The pictures up?
Okay. Okay. It don't matter. We're not worried about big block, small block. We're not worried about none of that, right?
Sir, I just said all steel glass nitrous 28.
Okay, okay.
Non-lockup.
Okay. Hey. Okay.
You plug what quarter?
All glass, all steel. We can bring mob ties.
You open the box up.
Hey Joe, we can bring mob ties from the DMV. All steel, all glass.
You read the direction.
Hey, Pat Ever, how you gonna bring mob ties? Mob ties sitting down here.
We can bring try me all glass, all steel.
I lock this motherfucker in right now. Fuck it. I ain't even had damn spun a tie yet. I lock him in with all three cars.
Is Avon on here? Because you know Avon had nothing around him. I lost him today.
Avon, get his ass on here. I want him any goddamn way.
Joe, if you need me to make the phone call to Avon, I will. But I'm not going to let him get on our show.
What about
the
warden?
What
about the warden?
Warden's
a little too fast. We done seen his number. He a little too fast. But everybody else.
Wait a minute. So you just said all steel, all glass. Now you're picking cars.
Hey, what's that?
Yeah, man, I know the number on that car.
What about that Malibu car that them got, that silver car? Franklin the Saint.
I tell you what. What about Bigfoot? Well, I'll bring Bigfoot down there.
Lock Bigfoot in. We'll do him with Betty White and White Boy.
Good. Well, look. Bigfoot will take on White Boy. I think Bigfoot and White Boy be a good race.
Okay, he can get Betty White, too. Betty White is a small
one. No, we want White Boy.
Go get a look.
Hey, Joe,
hey, can we get Betty White and Buckwheat, though? Small blocks of teeth,
yeah,
off the all glass. One system.
Oh, hold on.
Hey, Joe.
Hello?
Hey, Joe, they picking cars. Joe, they picking cars now. At first he said he in a DMV that's all glass, all steel. Now he picking cars, Joe.
Well, I know it wouldn't run, so I'm not going
my
out there like
on.
That.
My mic is
yeah,
open.
Your mic is open. We can hear everything you say.
Okay, I'm on mute.
All right.
Yeah, get him out there. We'll lock him in.
Wait, hold on. I think I got the man, boy. Let me make sure I open that mic because they're sitting on here. 443-7200.
Right.
Your mic is open.
What's happening?
They call him Big
Foot. What's up?
Antoine.
They call him
Big
Foot. What's up?
Antoine,
hey,
I got some guys. Hold on, Antoine. We're going to bring we're going to put Bigfoot on this all glass, all steel car that's on here now talking all this junk. But let's just go ahead and lock in. I'm going to lock him in. I'm Bigfoot going
to
go across.
Just hold tight. Let me talk to Ken. As long as Ken says to go, it's a go. That's all it is.
Okay.
We just got make sure he's not doing anything.
Okay.
We might be able to make something happen. That's all.
We want to do Bigfoot and Clyde and then Bigfoot and this all steel glass car.
Right. We'll make that happen.
Miss Clyde, I'll see you soon. It might not be North versus South. At this moment, I don't think I'm coming. But I'll see you soon.
I'll be right back,
though. Hold on. Let me just get there. I know everybody's been trying to get on there, so I know I got to get these guys up. The rest of them on here. Hold on 1 second. Let me make sure I open up these mics. 516-3580. Your mic is open.
All right, my man. I'm back in live. I'm just going to be on mute.
Yeah, fellas. I'm
okay.
Back. Big Cliffy. Hold on 1 second. I open up this next mic because he's been sitting on here.
Open up the next mic.
274.
Hey, hold on, Fat Albert.
Testing.
That ain't me, Joe.
I was 50. That's your mic. I had to close and mute it up because we can't hear. All right. But, okay. Hold on. I'm going to make sure I open everybody's mics up because I won't be able to stay on here long because I got a prior engagement.
Hey, what's the date on North versus South again?
North versus South.
It's that weekend. All right, hold on 1 second, you guys. Hold on.
215-6904. White boy looking for that damn Bigfoot.
You said what?
White boy looking for Bigfoot.
Oh, we'll talk. We ain't gonna lock in right now. We just wait till you get closer to the date.
But these guys, everybody was locking in right now. So I'm gonna jump on somebody else. Hold on a second. 215-6904. Your mic is open.
Nope.
That's Zeus?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, Zeus?
Yeah,
you got your lock in. I see you already.
Zeus, what you want to do? All steel, all glass, small blocks apiece.
What you want to do? You want to lock something in?
Yeah.
For what car? I'm bringing up
Betty White.
Betty White?
Huh? Yeah.
You said all steel, all glass?
Yes, sir.
Lock.
What, 5-on-3?
I won 1-on-5.
All right. You locked that in. Betty White versus Buckwheat. Small blocks of piece. All steel, all glass. 1-on-5.
Yeah, we'll waste some time. We'll pick a time down there. We'll lock a week before.
Buckwheat ain't going to be there. War Chief.
War Chief is going to be there. Not Buckwheat.
We're looking Buckwheat for Buckwheat.
Nah,
Buckwheat
War Chief
ain't going to be there.
Which one's War Chief? The big block car?
No, small block.
Oh, a small block? Okay. Yeah, we can have them set it up a week before then. That ain't no problem.
All right. Get with Fat Albert, the DP man.
That's fine.
All right. You heard that, Fat Albert? Write that down.
Fat Albert must be on the other side of the phone, other end of the phone.
No, Joe, I hit the mute button. I hear you. Go ahead.
Joe,
okay.
You can remember.
Oh. My bad, Joe. I was on mute. Didn't I kept talking, but y'all couldn't hear me. I was on mute.
You got that? Oh, you got me?
Yeah. Betty White versus War Chief.
Get up. Look for Lane. We'll take the time. Week before. 1-on-5.
Yeah.
Oh, you hear that?
See, everybody, look, everybody text me coming to the show back on. I'm going, yes, the show is on.
Won't be on long, though. Don't forget, I got to get out. You see what happens,
DP man,
right? I'm right here, y'all. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I'm saying I won't be on long because I'm using my cell phone. You know, once I go in that building, that's it.
You going to Casino Joe?
Let everybody know, huh?
You going to Casino?
Yeah, they gave me money and food, me and my wife, so I got to go and spend it.
Oh,
I only got
Lord. I
got
to come over there with you one time. You be hidden.
I got it back. They gave me $250 just to roll. So they gave me
$250. Damn, you gonna have to turn in about 3 bands that you can walk out on.
No, I don't know. I ain't gonna say nothing yet. I'm just going to go eat and everything else. I sent the thing to Fat Albert. He said, no lie, they sent it to me. Not mentioned.
So what's the race?
War Chief versus Betty White, small blocks apiece, all steel, all glass, heads up, flip the lane, 1-on-5, or better.
Wow. Uh-oh, War Chief versus Betty White, heads up, Pro Tree, track rules.
Hold on, Fat Albert. I do. Red light, you lose it all. No matter what the rest of it is.
Wait a minute. Red light, lose it all. That's automatic. I don't know how y'all do. We always play red light, lose it all.
Yeah, but some people do. If you hit the wall across the line, you lose after the red light. I say red light, lose it all from the jump.
Wait a minute. If you go by track rules, if a man left lane red light and the right lane hit the wall and crosses, the left lane wins it all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't do that. Red light, lose it automatically. And then if you hit the wall and cross the finish line first, you still win.
So you want to go back to good track rules?
Yeah.
So what did Zeus say? He good with that?
No.
He on the phone, ain't he?
We weren't track. I'm right here. We weren't track rules, though. We're doing all that. You know what we do.
No, that's the rules I go by.
Oh, the one going by grudge track and the other one going by track rules.
As always, we'll work it out later on. I'm going to get you that damn bin, so we'll work it out.
Because
we'll work it out.
A lot of guys, they
it's
like,
not working out now. You know what I'm saying? Work it out now. That way he got it written down. You know what I'm saying? Work
right.
It out right now.
I'm saying red light, lose it all, and then if you hit the wall and cross the finish line first, you win, as long as you stay in your lane. Now, you cross, then we'll that damn, if it cross red light anyway, if you cross after, shit, it don't matter, but red light, automatically lose.
What,
if you hit the wall, stay
right.
In your, and have them stay in your lane and have them cross,
that's,
and both
well,
cars go green, then it's a good race.
That's
good
track rule. That's good
track rule.
If you go by track rule. If you go by track rules, if you red light and the next man crosses the center line, the man that red light wins it all.
Yeah, see, I don't do that. I do red light automatically over.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. One of y'all is going by Grudge track rules, and another one, and the other one is going by track rules. So y'all need to come together on which one you want.
Just one track.
Well, I know what I want.
Keep all the bullshit
out
of the way.
Well, see, you want Grudge track rules, but Zeus won't track rules. You see what I'm saying? If he red light and you take off and cross that center line, you lose automatic. That's automatic DQ.
Yeah, I know all that. I'm just saying what I'm going by, what I want.
Right, right. I understand. I understand, but y'all just got to come together. On
I'm giving the pot he wants. I'm giving the race he wants. I ain't never seen the damn car. So I just want the damn, my rules.
I ain't never seen your car. I don't know what car you talking about. I have no idea at all. What car you talking about, bro? That at all. We coming. I never seen that car, heard of it or nothing. Promise you. I'm coming looking for you, Scott, on here talking about beating your chest, so I oblige you. Now we got to race the track rules.
Did you race the South, Austin? Hey, what was that great Mustang y'all had?
Huh?
It was a great Mustang y'all had. Yeah, what happened to that great Mustang y'all had? We switched around. It was a Fox body.
Oh, it's just, I don't really know what's going on with it.
All right, well, hold on, guys, because I got to make sure I open up all these mics because everybody's on, and I just got out because I'm be leaving in like I don't know, 20 minutes or so. 301-4533, your mic is open.
What's up, fellas? Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
What's going on, Avon? I'm glad you're on here, Avon. Because somebody said they'll lock you in definitely. So
yeah, I want Avon right now.
What are you going to come up here and run Saturday?
No, we're running North versus South. That's what this what the show's about.
Man, North versus South is in 6 months, 7 months.
Okay, I got on, and they told me this is the lock-in show for North versus South.
Well, I just told people that there's a few people that lock in. Now, you ain't got to lock in now. You got to. But they did actually, the guys have been calling me and said they want to do
something like
that. Who talking? Like that. He want to run. He want to run at North versus South.
Austin Garner?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Austin Garner. What car? Which car y'all? What car are you talking about?
White boy.
We'll talk closer to the race, bro. Because I don't know if I'll be done yet, but I plan
okay,
on being
no
there. If I'm there, if I be there, you know we always could do something.
Yeah. Ain't no problem.
Hold on a second, guys. Let me make sure I open up everybody's mic so they can't say I didn't open their mic up.
Hey, Joe, who was that you said was looking to do something?
James, what's going on, guys? Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Get a cowboy.
Oh, yeah, same to you. Same to you, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and by the way, like they were saying, who do you think should have been the Jive Turkey of the Year? Come on now, I want to hear it.
Hey, Avon's on here. Can y'all get Fred Wheatley on here?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'll call him. Hold on.
All right.
Hey, Fat Albert.
The Jive Turkey was Clifford Milk.
Say what now?
You really don't want that smoke.
Huh?
Who called me?
Jeff Rogers. I said,
they don't want that smoke,
do
it.
He didn't call me back, Jeff. He said he's going to call me back.
Now, what's a Gordo having a race the day after? What the hell kind of shit is that?
He said he's having a race at Cecil on the 26th.
Fucker's crazy. He knew Joe was having his race for a fucking year.
Yep.
Crazy.
Austin,
is there any small blocks down that way, stock board space? I want to race at North versus South.
Yeah, Jeff, the way these small blocks are now, I don't know if any stock boy space one. Jason X can come out to cut, though.
If you got a stock board space there, he can prove it, we're running.
And you got a stock board space.
You know, Jason X ain't got no stock board space. Cut that out all.
Yes, it does. The big motor been out of it.
Yeah, he went to the he don't got his big motor in there.
If that motherfucker let me measure, let my guy measure, I run it. I don't give a fuck. Anybody from Virginia down is slow, so don't fucking matter.
Hey, what car are you talking about, Austin?
Hey, what about Top Notch? Why are you wearing Top Notch there?
What car are you talking about?
I'll run you, man. Get him on the phone.
So any
stock board. Your head and get it locked in.
Any stock board space. On Nike. 28.
Hold on. Avon was saying something. What are you saying, Avon?
What car are you talking about? Craig, you recall.
Either Betty White or White Boy. Either one.
Small blocks of peace.
Oh, who's closed? The all-steel glass nitrous 28.
Which one is that? You said three different cars.
No, I said two. Betty White or White Boy.
Oh, so they ain't small blocks. All right. All right, hold on. I'm going to see if I can get him back. Matter of fact, I'll just wait till he call me.
Yeah.
He won't call me right back.
Okay. Simple.
862-3221, your mic is open also.
Hey,
what's
Jeff.
Going on, fellas? Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
What's going on?
Good with y'all.
Yeah, same
what's
to you.
What's up, brother Tori?
Same to you, Tori.
Yeah, same to you. Same to you.
Hey, appreciate it.
Hey, Tori.
Hey, Austin,
yeah.
Austin, you need to stop that, Austin, for real. You need to stop.
Hey,
Austin.
Jeff Ross.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you said any stock board space from Virginia down is slow, right?
Small block.
What if we show you a conventional headed small block, all steel, all glass? What will you do for it? We'll catch his clay.
Run
yes,
over
sir.
It.
Conventional headed stock board space, one to small block, all steel, all glass on 28th. What would you do for it with Cassius?
Run over it.
What do you want?
Kicking the clear.
Oh, my God.
The kick and the clear.
Oh, my God. The kick and the clear.
I give you a one-on-one. I give you the back top and the clear.
No, we need a kick and the clear. Well, you said everything down here is slow, and we all see all glass, so we got extra weight. We need a little bit extra.
That out,
huh?
Man,
you
come
need
on.
To cut
man.
It out.
Them all see all glass cars, how much heavy are they? That's what I need to know. You all got these all see all glass cars. How much heavy are they?
Who put it on the scale? It's 2,900.
So out of them three that you got, White Boy Rick and Betty White and the other one, what do you need from Cassius Clay? I just need to get a couple races. I ain't raced much last year.
I did. Well, yeah, I thought kicking the clear with Betty White.
Yes.
Man, that's a long. I can't give that kick away.
Or we can give you. No, we'll wait. We'll wait.
Yeah, go ahead. I like it. Give me some shit. Give me that. Give me what?
Huh?
We got a
44 car coming out. I got to see how it runs first.
Gosh.
Cash is fast. Cash would be battling. That motherfucker really
Austin
fast.
Garner. Austin Garner. That white car y'all got, that's a big
what?
Block. What about that car? That's a big block.
You know, you're... Hey.
Huh? Oh,
Greg,
Austin Garner. That white car, big block.
Yo, what's good?
Which white car? What's going on, Fred?
When I
hey, what's
week.
Up? What's up, man?
What's up now? We're trying to lock you in with Betty White. Small blocks of piece, all steel, all glass.
Okay, I don't even know who that is, but if it makes sense, we ain't got no problem with it.
I can send you a picture of it. I mean, it's a little simple call. There ain't nothing even extravagant about it.
Who am I talking to, Avon, first of all?
That's Austin Gunn.
Oh, okay.
Austin Gunn.
What's up, Austin? Okay. So you can do that, you know what I mean? And what you trying to run for?
You tell me.
I mean,
you gonna do 5 on 50?
You said 5 on what?
50.
5 on 50.
I thought
you 50.
Yeah.
50.
What
the hell is 5 on 50? 50
what?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
mine,
I thought I was pretty good savvy. What the hell is that?
You got to say what you mean, Austin.
Don't
5,000 on 50,000.
Come on, man.
Are you
wasting time? I wouldn't even call you for that. You know damn well.
This is from Florida. That boy told me they run for that pick. And I told him this call was coming.
Man, I ain't trying to hear none of that shit, man. Man, you talk about six months away from there. Come on, man.
$5.50.
That don't even make sense.
I'm gonna say this,
and I'm gonna say this nice and calm because it's holidays. Uh-huh. You know we're gonna be everywhere. You know we're looking for races everywhere we go, and we'll run for anything that makes sense. And it ain't a whole lot to talk about. Thank you. We're gonna be there.
Listen, Austin, Fred will run you no matter what. But if you really want to race, don't come. Fat Albert.
You can't. Yo. I understand you got your statement, but you was not there on the start line of Florida. Okay, so I don't want to hear what you got to say.
50,
that man told me what he would run for.
5 on 50,000.
Hey, Austin,
come on now.
Now I didn't offer him no $50,000 race, Albert, but.
And he tried to flex over here and pull his money out and all that shit. So
listen,
I'm going to go make sure he wear this shit.
Hey, Albert,
yeah,
let me
I'm
ask
here.
You a question then, Austin.
Go ahead.
When we were at Galat, you were driving a red car, and we tried to run you at Galat. Avon, why didn't he have the same energy then?
No, he ain't said a fucking word.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
Didn't nobody come to me about it.
Like we came to you. We went to your pops. We went to your uncle. We went to everybody.
And you say you was going in a shootout.
You say you was going in a shootout. So why are you getting on the show pumping your mouth like you run for that kind of money when you know you don't?
Okay. Well, all you got to do is lock in the
five, and then if we don't come with the 50,
you win the five.
Man, listen.
Fred,
hey,
I would need balls for that. Let's make it sensible. Fred, go ahead and do the small business thing. Fred, go ahead and take care of your family. Do you want to lock in? Man, the man got shit going on, man.
You playing games, man. The man got other shit going on.
Hey, listen, man. Happy Thanksgiving to all of y'all, man. I'm out of here, man.
All right, brother.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, man.
Hold on, you guys. Hold on one second. Let me make sure I open up this next mic, too. 3-6-9-8.
Fat Albert, man. You know what I mean? Man going through something. He's playing games.
Good evening, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Hey, that man was going
happy Thanksgiving.
I didn't know nothing about it. I apologize for anything.
Okay. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, I got to open the mic.
Yeah, I hit everybody's mic. I don't see nobody else on here, so I'm just making sure.
Oh, okay.
You got to hit pick in if you're going to do it.
That's right.
Oh. I don't open the mother mic. They ain't showing the number. I ain't open no mic, so I'll just let y'all know that right now. Because they like to be spooked.
Hey, no, if going through something, I ain't mean to go to overstep my boundaries. I just was going off the previous experience.
Yeah, man, I mean, we got death in the family, man.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, my condolences. I'm not hard to get along with. Just had them. I didn't know nothing about that. Just putting words out there, what was told to me. That's all.
to the family. As we didn't know he had stroke.
But otherwise, I know it's a couple guys out there coming out this week, this year. And I know a lot of guys been out there doing some stuff right now, which, you know, I thought it was too cold, but they've been out on that road, on the street, you know. And I mean, I know the track ain't really nothing open right now.
Is that Joe? Like, is that Joe talking?
Yeah.
Ain't Killer racing at night, Joe?
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He has two races locked in.
Put it this way. Races. You want to hear how bad Avon, I'm going to tell you how bad it was. I'm going to tell you how bad it is on the street over here. They had a shootout the other night on the street. A shootout in the, I'm sorry, the broad daylight.
Shootout?
They all skipped in.
Yeah,
we had a
shootout at 2 o'clock. 2 a.m. I mean,
I'm
2
like,
o'clock.
In the street?
I'm like,
yes.
On the street. I ain't gonna lie to you. I said to myself, it's one way in and one way out. I don't like it. I don't like it like that. So
y'all had a
full
shootout in the road?
Yeah.
Yeah. We do it
that
too.
That's crazy.
We do it all the time in Maryland.
We had a $10,000 race on the street. We had a $10,000 race on the street the same night too. So they've been doing it. I give them credit. They've been doing it.
That ten thousand is really impressive. But y'all had a full shootout on the road.
Hey, we had 16 to 20 cars in our house.
Ain't nobody fuck with y'all.
No.
That's
go
crazy.
Get it off and then
can't
leave.
Do that shit down here.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
I got a race for you and get a new car.
Oh, yeah, what you got?
If you going quarter mile.
What you got? Oh, you got turbo, grandma, something like that? I can't mess with that.
No, not my car. My brother's car.
What do you got?
It's one of the little imports.
No. Look, hold up. We got an import we got coming down with us. No, we got an import that we run. Matter of fact, we even got a BMW we coming down with. All-wheel drive
BMW.
Hold on. 2021.
Avon.
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt you, Joe. Avon, just a question. I swear I don't mean to interrupt you, Joe. Hey, will you run Boost Doctor?
Huh?
Will you run Boost Doctor? Two big heavy cars with a turbo on them?
You said run him? He tried to run him at North versus South, but he was having issues.
Okay. Well, if
he
he's
having,
right, will you run him if I can get him North versus South?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Joe. You got an airport coming. Get on his ass.
Listen, we got a couple BMWs coming. New cars, like air conditioning.
When?
On the
what track?
North versus South.
Come on, Avon. Avon, you know we don't know North versus South show right now.
No, I got listen. Ain't quarter mile at North versus South. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. He's right.
We can run to the 1,000-foot mark.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, you're allowed to run to the 1,000-foot mark.
Yeah, the scoreboards, I think, is 1,000.
Yeah.
Well, let me know, Joe. I'll call my brother and see if he can bring the car down there.
Okay. Hey, okay. How about the Malibu? James is Malibu. Is he going to have it ready?
Yeah, it should be done. It should be.
Him and Cookie Monster again?
I can't lock that car in, Joe.
Huh?
I ain't locking it in. I can't lock it in, but pretty much, yeah. If I could get him to bring it there, yeah, we definitely could do that.
No, he said he's going to come. He said he wanted to run again.
So I know.
Yeah,
I know
yeah. He definitely want to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Matter of
so
fact, let me call James. Let me tell James to get on the show. Hold on.
The purple Malibu?
Huh?
The burgundy Malibu or purple Malibu?
No, it's white.
It's white and something else. But we went to Maple Grove.
White
and
pink.
They had to take out on it. So he wanted another chance, so he didn't have the car ready. So I know he told me that he wanted to come back. So what better way?
Against Cookie Monster or the Grant?
No. He's running Cookie Monster. They were supposed to run. They
oh,
were supposed
shit.
To do it. Do it. They were definitely doing it. Well, give a stop back out at him, and that's it. See what happens. Win or lose. We come with a car carrier. If everything work out like they said, we got the guy who's supposed to let us know next month. We got 9 cars that we're putting in there. It's going to be all with me, so we all putting our cars together. Everybody said the same thing. No, we already talked about a couple of things. A lot of guys said they want to roll. And like I said, I'm going to roll a little bit different. I got a couple spots that I got to go to. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be doing a little traveling this year. And I'm actually going back to Indianapolis again. You know, at Big Sam's
hey,
race, will be there. It's going to go a couple places. We're going to travel a little bit more than what we normally did. Have a little fun. And there's a few of us that's going. I mean, Concrete Cowboy, you here, right? You still on the phone?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah. They're supposed to travel too. They're gonna be traveling too, right?
James.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's
yes.
up, Joe?
Yes,
what's
sir.
Up now, James?
What's
I
going
know
on
you
with
you? Nothing to save old, same old. Just trying to get stuff ready for Christmas and everything else. But I know we talked about you had said you wanted to try Cookie Monster again, but if you want to be ready, I don't know if you could be ready for the North versus South to go there. There's no problem. We can do that.
North versus, that sounds a lot.
Same race.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's in March, James. So you.
Yeah. 4th
and 25th.
I got to wait and make sure all my parts come in, Joe. I really am interested. I'm going to tap on your shoulder, man. Same car, same setup. And I'm going to tap on your shoulder. I'm just waiting on a couple parts.
Listen, it's the same way that we was betting, how we did the bet, the race, the whole bit. Everything the same way. No big deal.
Yeah. I definitely want to do that. I definitely want to do that. But
no problem.
I just got to make sure the car, I just got to make sure I'm up and running with it. That's all. I had them issues, I had to retake all that stuff out. I'm waiting on a couple parts.
No, I understand. There ain't no problem, man. Ain't no problem. But I know you said you wanted to do it again.
You're saying the truck's going to be down in Galat. Whatever race, because I don't know if I'm going to take that car that far. But I might have to come up there where you at.
I don't know.
We're going to figure it out.
I'm in Long Island. We ain't even got a track out here. We ain't even got a track. And I'm going to bring you on
the Tell him, James. We'll run him on the street. Yeah.
The airfield over there, I would not bring you there. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I know I'm coming to US 13 on one of the Fred's events, so we do it there too. It don't matter either way.
Yeah, we might be able to do
matter.
Something there. I did not plan on taking the car to Galat. That's the whole thing. I didn't plan on it. But you never know what's gonna happen between now and then. But now you just gave me some motivation though. You know, because I like that track down there, you know.
Yeah. You know, I know. We made a little pack. We had a little something talk. I had my guys, and like I said, a lot of times a lot of guys don't know, but a lot of stuff is said behind closed doors. We don't like to be talking all on the Internet and all that crap.
That's for anybody else.
Exactly.
But, you know, a lot of people ain't for the nonsense. I'm just being real about it. When you go, you know.
Yeah, I like how we did it last time. We said a little something.
Yeah,
we locked it in.
Simple.
I just wish I could have went.
And my whole thing is, it's a simple race. We turn around race. I shake your hand. I ain't going to be doing all of this stupid stuff, calling you out your name, all that dumb junk. We race is race. That's all.
Nah. Open the mic, Joe.
The mic's open.
All of them open?
All of them open. Yep.
All the mics is open.
Yep, everybody's mic is open. So that's how we're going to race. That's how we're going to do it. You know, I don't care about anything, all that rah-rah. And my son don't care about anything.
Yeah, no, we don't do all that.
He has more fun messing around. And not only that, you don't care about, you know what I mean? People race more when they ain't got be arguing over their money trying to get it at the end. It is what it is.
Man, Joe, you know how we do.
Yep.
We win some, we lose some, and we come back and we do it again, man. I'm with the boys. You seen us win some, and you seen us take some L's. And it's all a part of racing, you know?
Yeah, that's the same way we do. We don't have no problem. We take your hand, hopefully
Joe,
we come back.
It's the one that has no number. They said there is no number. You see someone that don't have a number?
Oh, hold on. Okay, he got a private number.
Open it up.
Yeah, because I wasn't no numbers with you, but hold on. I get it.
Okay, private number, you open. Private number. Drew.
Hold on. Hold on. His number's open.
Wow. What it do?
Yep, your mic is open.
Drew.
Yo, what it do?
Drew
Brown, why you call from a private number? Man, I don't know what the hell going on. It didn't pop up. So, I don't know. Hey, Austin Garner, what's good?
He don't want nobody to trace the call.
The military don't want nobody to preach that motherfucker.
This is my brand. Look, check it out. Hey, you bringing that clown car down there to North versus South?
Which one?
Clyde.
We don't know yet. I know we have Betty and White Boy there. Clyde might go down for a little bit.
What do you want to do with White Boy Rick and Jesse Dahmer? Small blocks apiece, 28. One system. Head up, Pro Tree, Track Rules.
We could do all the glass, 28, one system. 28. Well, hell, I can't fit nothing bigger than that, 28. I don't even know why the hell I put that in there.
Oh, where the heck?
Hello?
Is Tricky Ricky over here?
We got Octet on my Wonders.
Yeah, I'm here, Joe.
Okay. Tricky Ricky, was you selling the Malibu?
Yeah, I got one. I got one for sale. All
right. Send me some pictures of it. Because a guy over here looking for a car. We got a lot of guys over here right now trying to put a car together. Is it a stock suspension car?
Yeah, it's still stock suspension. The car, it got a chrome body cage in it, but it needs the frame bracing underneath the floor and rear end and rear suspension.
Got
wiring and plumbing.
All right. No problem.
Hey, who I'm talking to with the Jeffrey Dahmer car?
That's
Drew Brown. Well, little Drew Brown.
Oh, Drew?
Yeah, Drew Brown.
No, don't call him little, man. That man's still a man at the end of the day. What you want to do?
What you want to do with the truck?
Which truck?
Jeffrey Dahmer. White boy.
A track called Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. It's all still glass with that damn dude, white boy. Heads up, 8 5 per tree.
It's not all glass in there. You know those S10s don't be all glass, but it's all steel except for the hood.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I mean, I know the truck back window had damn. I'm not worried about that shit. That shit don't make no sense.
Come on, man. Y'all got that hog. We little small block.
Okay, you came here talking to me. What you wanna do?
Come on, don't play the victim role now. We can do it.
No. What you gonna lock in for?
How
you gonna tell that man don't play the victim and that's what you be doing? Stop it.
Man, shut up while I'm trying to lock a race in. God damn, man. Motherfuckers always want to conversate.
You ain't getting nowhere,
so,
man, with that bullshit.
We can do 5 on 25 or better, man. Head up, pro tree.
Let me just say, yeah, whatever, nigga. Something wrong with you.
If that's
going to
be
locked
before the race.
Capping all fucking day.
We can lock in a week before the race,
5 on 25. Head up, 8 mile pro tree. Mine is your back window. All steel, all glass, 28 to B, nitrous.
We ain't got all glass and a couple of all steel. We'll be straight with you. I ain't got nothing to hide from. But you know
anything you roll with, I don't give a fuck about. Lock.
All right. You get it fed out. We'll get with you a week before.
Yeah.
Now you lock something. Cap these nuts, motherfucker.
Now what you want to do with your Malibu? I do, you too. You can have them deal with him.
You can deal with
that truck and you can fuck up yourself at the same time.
He want dip.
Huh?
Dip.
I'm
going to
give
dip.
His big tire Malibu the back tire off gate because I don't think nothing you got to say.
Lock it up.
Damn.
What's the problem? What's the problem? Let's go lock it in. My car versus your Malibu. You got the back tire.
You got the back fucking tire, boy.
Motor to motor or gas to gas. Either way you want.
Damn. God damn, boy. You going to let him talk to you like that, boy?
He ain't got no choice.
Damn. Look at him. Went on mute and shit.
Yo.
Austin, you should be ashamed of yourself.
And that man came talking to me. I didn't go looking for him. Yo, new.
Where's Drew?
Oh, I
somebody.
Drew. What's up?
Hey, Austin.
I was making a phone call. I wasn't sure you were talking.
Okay.
Hey,
well,
Austin.
You automatically got the back tire. My car versus your Malibu.
Which one?
My Mustang versus your Malibu.
I don't know. I had to get closer.
Right?
I ain't got no OP yet. I had to get closer.
I don't either. So we in the same boat. You still got the back tire. Even if we push some bitches down the truck, you got the back tire.
Hey, well, that's all we're going to be doing is pushing right now. But I had to get closer for my bullshit.
I don't know about that, Austin. I see that man picking up 145 pounds. He's tall. I don't know if you can talk about that pushing down there.
He's tall enough. He can push that car fast. He still got the back tire.
I don't know about that pushing.
Hold on, Austin.
You.
I'm going to bring an old one back for you. I'm going to bring an old one back for you. In 08, you was on the Indica video, and you told Indica, tell the Dudley boys to bring that car on back down here so I can snatch the lips right off it. That's what you got to tell Drew.
All right, they're telling them to bring that bitch back down here. Last time we was on the same property, I offered him the back tire. He didn't want to go, and we both had OP. Now, we neither one of us have OP, and I'm still going to give him the back tire.
Drew
ain't going to go buy it.
Be more careful.
You gonna let him talk to you like that?
And I'm gonna let him pick how he wants to race, motor to motor or gas to gas. He got it.
He want to race hope to hope.
Well, he got back tire on that shit too.
Hold on a second, you guys. Hold on, let me open up this mic. 240-6753. Your mic is open.
What's going on now?
He's calling
Uncle Sam right now.
I had to call the Bills bondsman to get me out.
Okay, so how you gonna lock somebody else's car in, but you ain't ready to lock yours in?
Cause that bitch ain't ready.
Mine ain't either. What's the problem?
I can't lock it up until I get it ready. That's just how I do. When I get it ready, I lock it in. You ain't saying that. Just stand on what you said. That's all I need you to do. Just stand on what you said.
Man, I double stand on that bitch. How many times you want me to step on it?
I won't even cut it for you.
I won't even cut it for you. I'm gonna give you that straight one.
I can't do nothing with you.
I tell you what, we got a small block car. We give you one on one with that Malibu. All glass. You come however you want to. You can put the big ties and Willy bars on it.
Stop that shit, man. We'll get it, Lock. Don't worry. Hey, Fat Albert.
Nah, you can't
look
at me.
Yo.
Fat
Albert. Yeah.
They keep asking me about, is Suge Knight going to be ready?
Suge Knight? Who is Suge Knight?
I'm not Suge Knight. What do you call your car?
Suge Avery.
I keep telling you every time, Suge Avery, is it going to be ready?
Fat Albert, Suge Avery better not come the fuck out there after what you said today.
Lock in, mouth.
Rogue on the phone, what you want to do?
I'll run out of his life.
Lock it
in from that first
time. Fuck it.
No, I'm gonna do you at home.
No, hell no. We're gonna be at home in Carolina, motherfucker. Let's do it north versus south.
I'm gonna do you at home.
We're gonna give you plenty of time.
I'm gonna do you at home.
Somebody got race in April at home, don't they?
Deion Kennedy,
April 8th. Oh yeah, we can do that.
I do you there. I'm gonna do you in front of your fan.
Hey, is that a lock or a promise?
That's a promise.
Now, how about
sound like
Stone
he's saying
Cole?
That shit in front of me.
Is Stone Cold ready?
What now? Oh yeah, Stone Cold ready now.
Is he going to be ready for North versus South?
Yes.
Hey, Jill.
Yeah.
How you doing, man? It's Pop, Derek Longus. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on now?
Not a whole lot, man. Did I hear you say you're
going on,
Pop? What's happening? How everybody doing?
Can't complain.
Hey, Jill. So did I hear you say you was bringing what cars you bringing to Fred's event? Cookie Monster and your Vega.
I think if I don't have Cookie Monster and Vega, I have one or two. Either set, I'm gonna have that or one or two. Yeah, the one.
Yeah, I'd like to get that race back with Little Wonder to the quarter mile. Both of them are possible. Either one or both of them. It ain't got to be US 13. If they're not ready, it ain't got to be there. We can do it somewhere else along the quarter mile track.
You know, I know you want to run quarter mile. That's what you want to run, quarter mile, right?
Well, that's how we started out. We started out quarter mile, then, you know, we ended up going 8 mile because of the tracks that we was going at. But at some point in time, I'd like to get that quarter mile race off.
Okay. We can get that one off.
We get it figured out. You know, we still got to get the truck back together and all that good stuff. And we'll just see where it's at after the new year and get in the spring and we'll go from there.
How soon do you think you'll be ready?
I can be ready. I can be ready next week if need to be.
Well, I mean, I'm traveling a little bit, so it won't be no problem. If it's warming up in the beginning of March, I'm going to run you in March before we even go down there. North versus South.
Okay. All right. That sounds good to me. I mean, we definitely can get together and make it happen.
Okay. Can we make it a, I might as well make it a four, you know, foursome.
Put the what's a foursome?
The Nova.
What do you say? My Nova?
The Nova. No, the green one.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. Oh, the green one? I don't know that. It would have to be local. I don't know that he's going to travel.
Yeah, I mean, he traveled. He went to Maryland for a treat, right?
Yeah. Well, that's local. That's kind of sort of local for him. You know, he's not going to travel to North versus South.
It happens. I'll make that
happen.
Yeah,
okay.
Matter of fact,
definitely.
What we'll do is that day, I'll tell you how we do it. I'll make Cookie Monster run little one-heads up that day. And I run, Growler? I run Growler.
Yeah, Growler. Yeah, how you want him? You want him quarter mile or 8 mile?
It don't matter to me.
Okay. He don't have a problem going quarter mile either.
Yeah, it don't matter to me. I do you. It don't matter.
Okay.
I don't care.
Well, we'll get back to it, you know, in the new year and all that good stuff.
Yeah. You know how we do. We run, and ain't got no problems.
Absolutely.
Whoever wins, and only problem we got is I'm gonna tell you right now. At least you hold your bet with your son. He still owe me, and Antoine, he still owe me. Neither one of them put that soap in the mouth.
We putting the cookie on the line.
Yeah, look, but I can't bet neither one of them. They didn't put that soap in their mouth, and the other one didn't serve me on the platter like you can't.
Hey, you right,
them.
Joe, and you served them on a silver platter, man.
Some bullshit, Joe. I told you I'd be the cookie.
I lost fast. Hey, the man said he was going to cook something for me and put it on the platter. Now I said somebody going to put a cheeseburger on the platter. What kind of junk is this? You tell me. Am I wrong or right?
You're right. I did say it. You're right. This is the deal I'm going to propose to you, Joe. This is the deal I'm going to propose to you right now. And I'm going to say it on the show, so I'm going to honor it. If I don't bring ODB to North vs. South, I'm going to bring a grill. I'm going to serve you a platter at North vs. South. If you got to put the soap in your mouth, too, man. Oh, hell no.
There you go. Tell them they lost. I don't care if you give a quarter half a ball.
You lost your bet, man.
A half a ball. That's all. And I'm going to let you pick the soap. How about that? Oh,
man.
You pick the soap. Oh, nah, I'll let you pick the soap. You tell me what you want. Ivory, you let me know whenever I go pick it up.
Nah.
Hey Antoine, well, you got to do something to make it right there, man. You got
to make it right.
I'm trying to make it right.
You didn't. You but that means you owe bet. Yeah, I'm gonna call it like it is. Tonight's show, who the Jive Turkey of the Year? Well, Avon. I'm Antoine. He's you for Jive Turkey. You in the
all
running,
so
right?
Look, everybody have a happy Thanksgiving with you and your family. I'm going to get out of the way. I'm going back home.
Jive Turkey, Antoine.
I hear some bullshit, but okay.
You didn't go with the bet. Oh, Marcus is one, too.
Mark is a little butterball.
Well, I said I'd eat the cookie. Cause I told you, I said I'll try that damn cookie. God damn, it's a big-ass cookie.
Yeah, but come on, man. Y'all got to honor the bet. That's all I say. Just honor the bet.
Bring me the cookie, Joe. Bring me the cookie.
I'm bringing the scope, too. All you got to put the soap in your mouth is for 1 minute. That's all. I'm not asking no 10 minutes. 1 minute.
Man, do you know how long?
Oh,
Antoine, you ain't going to be the same after that.
Right. Avon, what does that like to you?
I got to say, taste buds are nothing, boy. I'm going to taste just like body soup.
Sound like he's bullshitting.
Yeah,
you know,
old school
gold lick
the ring. You're going to honor that bet.
Yeah, I took them
off. Get that old school gold lick the ring for him. Hey, get that lava soap.
Get that lava soap.
Yeah.
Get that soap
that's real rough, that cleans, that real gets under your nails, that real green,
hey, Joe,
strong soap. You know?
Hey, Tori, I got something better than that. Let him put some
really?
Castor oil in his mouth.
Ooh.
He's not gonna have taste buds for a while.
He'll want to do the soap. Just put some castor oil and he got goggle it.
Damn.
Hold on. I give you one better than that. I'm going to give you something easy.
I did that.
And it's no lie. I'm going to go down there and buy some cinnamon. I'm going to go out and get a tablespoon. You just swallow a tablespoon of cinnamon. That's all I want you to do. Be done. That's all I want.
Oh, shit.
Hell no.
You got to do nothing else.
Hell no. Hell no.
What? A tablespoon of cinnamon, that's all.
Yeah, you trying some shit now, Joe. Oh, that's
no,
funny.
He's trying to clean his sciences and everything.
Yeah,
strep throat, everything. Thing.
Man, listen.
We'll give you water at the end. All I do is once you swallow that tablespoon, that and we'll call it easy. That's it. It'll be a fuel pack when I go get it. I'll go get a fuel pack. I'll let you go get it. You swallow that tablespoon. Give one to Marcus. Give one to you. I'll be all right. Puck her up.
listen to him say puck her up.
Yeah, because I know them lips going to puck her up. But when you put that stuff in your mouth, you're like, get try to swallow. It'll be worth it. We'll call that easy. That's all you have to do. Panda. Yeah, that's nothing better than that. You got a couple choices. You got to redeem yourself. You can't be out there. Can't be like that. Now, I'm just letting you know. Yeah, we was planning on running you, too. Don't try you. Antoine. Hey, Antoine? Uh-oh, he done got off. He done lost him. He over there, he's probably trying right now to see how it work out. See how it work out for him. But yeah, I just figured I'd just turn the show on for everybody right quick. I know a few guys always, everybody's asking to run. Like I said, Duke got his race locked in. Man, did a good job. Guys from Long Island, they did their thing. They done locked in. Already starting out the year before it even started. And it ain't December yet, but you guys locking in. I was like, wow. So, I like that. Reef is starting off where it ended at. I just want to thank everybody that came out for the North versus South, the last one. I know I didn't get to tell everybody, but it was a great race. I got to see a lot of good stuff. Watched everybody run. I was glad to see nobody got no problems or anything. Nobody got hurt. Everybody went along safe. And our prayers is out to Flex out there. You guys will make sure you say a good prayer for Flex. He's still up in the hospital. Everybody know that he was having heart problems at Gallant at the North versus South. He had to leave. But he's at the hospital now. Stay in prayer for him. for Thanksgiving. I hope everybody's safe.
Don't forget about Darren Harris, too. Don't forget about Darren Harris. He's not doing so well.
He's another one. Bottom runner out of races. He always wins the off-field, all-glass classes with the little Mustang that he had. And it came off the roof, fell off the roof. I'm not sure what he does, but, you know, with all our fellow racers, just make sure you guys put it out there. They need prayer,
yes, sir.
You know, and nobody wants to hear anybody doing bad. You can give a couple guys calls, you know, not that's doing bad or anything like that. Hey, some prayers with them, and let's try to get back together, guys. But I like it just when you get ended out at Norfolk South, how the racing went down with the big tires, the small tires. It was really exciting, I got to say.
Wait, Joe, somebody got background noise, Joe. Joe, somebody got background noise.
Let me see who this one is. I try to find out who that one is. But all said and done, I mean, it was great. I can't complain. I was happy about everything that went along. Everything was good. Hopefully this year will be even better. But,
hey, Joe, I got to get with you on the back line, too.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. No problem. We definitely get in touch with each other. But, yeah, and then if anybody got to get me calls, you know, anything before that, you know, need something to get in touch with me or whatever, feel free. My number is 631-294-9294. You know, call me, whatever, you know. If you think that we can do something a little bit better, let me know, because I'm always in for improvement. I never say I know everything. Never will. If I think I can make it happen, I'll try to make it happen. And like I said, there's a lot of guys out there right now that's really in bad shape. So just reach out to somebody. Reach out to them and try to tell everybody that our prayers are with them, that we're family together, you know, because it's tough out there. Sometimes you think you're alone, so I know the deal, what they're going through right now, and not good. So, you know, I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. Hope everybody have a great Thanksgiving, you know. Hope everybody we see each other next year, or I hope maybe we'll see everybody down in Florida. Some people are going to Florida. I know I'll be down there, so I want a couple of races, and before the end of the year, we'll be done with it. Before you know it, we'll be back out racing again. There's a lot of guys out there. I hate to say that. We lost last year. We lost a lot of good ones. So, you know, I just make sure. So I just let everybody know on it's still going to be on Tuesday night. It just turned around. I just had to let it go from this one. All being said, I will have it on next Tuesday, back on Tuesday. But sometimes if I'm not on, I'll make sure I get somebody to host it for me. I will keep it on. I pay for it and I keep it going. So don't worry about it. And we also going to be doing. I'm going to be doing that. What I did 1 year when we had the COVID. I want to do that thing with the DJ thing. You ever remember that when we did it before? We had a couple guys that DJ. We had Swizzle. We had Antoine. We had, I forgot his name, from Jersey. We had the girl Ashton from Virginia. All our track people. And, you know, we had a little DJ thing and, you know, give out money. I mean, I'm going to give it like I do last time. I don't mind putting stuff. I like having a little fun with a couple things. So everything ain't always about track. So I'll just let you guys know. You know, we have to learn how to loosen up and have some fun, give something back, you know. So that was doing. I'll be doing that again. We will be doing that again. I just love it just to see some of the talent that's out there. A lot of guys, and we got a lot of guys that got girls or boys and Girl Scout or Boy Scout. You know, I remember, I think it was Big Ed Kenny's granddaughter. I think, I'm not sure who she was, or niece. They came down there and they wanted to get rid of some cookies and stuff. And you know, like I said, I'm not sending no vendor fees or nothing like that. I support anything I can support, and we let them sell them right there. So you know what? If you got something going on and you want to get rid of it,
hey, man,
saying something, help out, call up here on the show, and whatever we can help you,
that's right.
Let's do it.
You know, we whatever you need, we turn around, we try to work it out. Hey, guess what? My kid needs to sell these cookies. Anybody can buy some or whatever, you put your name up, call them up, and we'll go from there. Avon,
okay.
I guess we're going to have to somehow work out some way trying to get this banana pudding going around. we need a distributor or something, you know, for these holidays.
Mm.
But,
hey, Joe,
that's
the best time,
though.
Best time I guess to eat it.
Hey, Joe, you funny, right? Guess what? I was in New York.
I
was in New York today.
Come on now. You was in New York today.
Funny, right?
Yeah, I delivered killer.
Now you got
yes.
Man, come on, man. Cut it out.
Ass killer.
Man, you an ass.
I delivered killer today.
Man, no. I don't even want to hear that, man. You been telling me. You ain't telling me nothing. I'd have gotten across the half. Man, shoot. That's some shit there. I ain't happy, man. I could have had me a big piece. Big piece going down here right now. Be nice.
You should have called me.
No, you should have told me you were coming up here. I
well,
had my order.
You know,
should have called me.
No, killer order his every Thanksgiving.
Hey, Avon, come on now. Everybody
I didn't know y'all
got
Avon,
order.
Shit.
Avon,
you know what? That's
Avon.
Right. Killer just said it today. He got like 7 pans, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He
Avon.
Said it
Avon, come on now. Hold on, Avon.
Hey, Joe.
Every time we get back track when I meet up, what I get?
Hey, Joe, listen.
What I get?
It's,
Avon,
it's
come on
difference.
Now.
Listen, Joe. I know you get yours. You get two every time. But the difference is, I'm not going to overwhelm my wife on and she cooking Thanksgiving dinner too. You know what I mean?
Oh, I understand that, but listen. He had to get 7. I could have got 1. He could have got 6, and I got 1.
But he always gets 7.
Nah, you can't get out of this one. You ain't getting out of this one.
I take the blame.
I see some favoritism right now. That man.
All right. Well, How about this? What about when I bought you one and you didn't even know nothing about it? Now, is that favoritism?
No.
You didn't even ask for it.
Hold up. Didn't somebody have ordered that one and ain't pick it up?
Didn't I give it to you?
I'm just saying, am I right?
That was smooth, Avon.
Oh,
he said, but it didn't go the way, did it?
No, it ain't the way. It ain't made it home. It didn't go home. It didn't make it home. It didn't make it home. That's a damn thing. Avon trying to turn me into a diabetic.
No, I ain't trying to do it, Joe.
They didn't make it home. I'll tell you that right now. Didn't even make it. But all in all, nah, I'm good, though. I'm good. Nah, that's it. I ain't going to lie. She did her thing. I give her credit. She did her thing. Oh, this year and also this coming up this year, I am going to do, it probably ain't going to be at one of my events. I'm going to do it at somebody else's event anyhow just to do it, just to be goofing. I want to do a cook-off, and I'm a sponsor. At the track, at somebody's event, and I'm gonna.
Hey, Antoine
myself.
Can't get in it. Don't let Antoine in it.
Why?
Because he ain't cooked that food like
one.
He said he was gonna do.
No, nah, oh yeah. He got food back. He can DJ.
Yeah, he ain't cooked that food.
Y'all
he promised us that
some,
food
y'all
forever.
Y'all said some bullshit, but if I cook that pulled pork, you tell y'all got one, y'all can run y'all ass the hell over there and get a platter, they'll eat you.
That's what I'm saying. You ain't cooked it, so damn right.
But you can't get in the entry. You can't get in the contest. We'll eat it, but you can't get in the contest. You have just been, your thing has been void because of the contract that you have.
Until he eats the soap.
Yeah. Now, all in all, I'm gonna do something, but I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna do pork this time. But I gotta have something different that everybody can eat. That's what I want. I don't care if it's a turkey, whatever. I have done chicken. I have done a couple of things, but I'm thinking of something that I can make everybody cook. You know, not everybody. Something hard, a little hard to cook. You gotta see what you can do. See what kind of skills you got.
Brisket.
Real skills.
Brisket.
You got. Yeah, that takes a while. I mean, the right brisket, I mean, 8 hours, you know. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I don't want you guys up there burning up stuff and all tough and everything. Trying to go fast with it. But the right way to do it, you know, you need 8 hours. But I'm just going to try to do something a little different. Maybe beef or something different. I want to see what everybody got their school skills, you know, with some real stuff. You know, just like when I did the turkey, you had to have the turkey. You had to show me it was, you know, not cooked nothing. Bring it there, show it. From there, you had to cook it right there. So basically,